Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. You're listening on KSEJ 1360 AM or 94.9 FM. And I'm Christy McManamy with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to the program this morning. Happy August. Lots of things going on in Siouxland. And it's Fair Week in Woodbury County, which is a very exciting time. And so we're going to talk today about some of the great things you'll find this week at the Woodbury County Fair in Mauville. But first, we want to send a big thank you back to the studio, Justin Barker, our studio producer. He's the one who helps make this program a reality. So thank you, Justin, for all you do. And a big thank you to our longtime sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. All right, folks, like I said, it's Woodbury County Fair time. And so there's a little bit for everyone. So there is something at the Woodbury County Fair for everyone, and our guests today are going to tell us a little bit more about it. They are both Woodbury County Fair board members. We have Ben Howard and Laura Hartman joining us on the program. So welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Good morning.
I am excited to have you guys here on the program because also, before we talk about the fair, I want to mention there are very familiar faces here at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce because Laura Hartman is our Director of Events. And so, Laura, it's good to see you in the studio this morning on a Saturday.
Yes, nice to see you too.
So, and then Ben is also one of our longtime Chamber Ambassadors. And so Ben is not only a past chair of our Chamber Ambassadors, but an Ambassador of the Year. So if I didn't get a chance to tell you congratulations on that in 24, congratulations, Ben.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate all you do for the Siouxland Chamber. So you might see these folks out and about in the community wearing lots of different hats. They're wearing a hat always for the Siouxland Chamber or a green coat for the Siouxland Chamber in Ben's case. But today we're talking about the Woodbury County Fair because they also volunteer in the community. So let's talk about the fair is coming up this week.
Yeah, so the fair starts on Wednesday, August 5th and runs through Sunday, August 9th.
And so, okay, so it's basically Wednesday through the 9th. You're talking Wednesday through Sunday, jam-packed events.
Jam-packed. And like you said, there is literally something for everyone.
I love that. I love that. And Ben, how did you get involved in the Woodbury County Fair?
Yeah, so it started maybe 7 years ago. I had another friend of mine that was on the fair board, and they asked me to volunteer one time. Well, then that turned into a couple years of just volunteering every day of the fair. And there was actually a past board member one season that said, hey, we're going to put you on the ballot near me on the fair board. And I said, I don't think that's going to happen. And that worked for a year. And then the following year, the same board member came up to me and she said, hey, you're on the ballot. We've all decided we're going to vote yes for you. And at that point I loved it. And so I said, well, what the heck, I'll get on the fair board.
I love that. But we need volunteers in our community. So that's a great thing. Something that was unexpected that you love now.
Correct. Absolutely. It was unexpected. I wasn't looking to do it. But I love being a part of it.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. So Ben, let's introduce you to our listening audience who may not know you. Where did you grow up? What do you do for a living when you're not volunteering for the Woodbury County Fair or the Chamber?
Yeah, so I'm actually originally from the northwest corner of Montana. That's where I was born at and lived out there till I was young. Moved back here. My mom is from Akron, Iowa, so in Plymouth County. So primarily grew up here. I was not a 4-H kid or an FFA. I lived my summers in Montana and then school years here. And then graduated from East High School in 2012. I now am in the box business. Sell packaging. So I work for a company called BCI or Buckeye Corrugated and sell out of Sioux Falls and Cedar Falls, but live here in Woodbury County. So yeah, when I'm not selling boxes to manufacturers, I'm volunteering for the Chamber, for the Woodbury County Fair Board, and I also have a really great privilege and honor of serving on the Sergeant Bluff Fire Department as well.
And I want to bring that up because I've known you for a few years and you are always
just a few.
And you are always fantastic about stepping up and helping out the community. So thank you for that. But also, I'll just back up. What made you want to be a volunteer firefighter?
I grew up around it. My mom's dad was a volunteer firefighter in Akron for a lot of years and was the chief at one time. And I was not born yet when he was still serving, but he talked a lot about it and had a ton of memorabilia in his house. And then my dad did it for over 20 years back in Montana. And so I watched my dad do it and the relationships that he built and still has today. My dad has since retired out of it. And the camaraderie There's nobody that gets it unless you do it. I mean, it's a whole second family. That's a kind of a cliche saying, but it's really true.
I grew up, my dad was our volunteer fire chief for a lot of years. So I know in a community that has a volunteer fire department, that's a critical role. So thank you for stepping up for that. But it also speaks to the volunteerism.
Yeah, it's a privilege. We all love to hear thank you, but that's certainly not why we serve. It's truly an honor. It's a privilege to serve my community.
And now you're learning all the things about the Woodbury County Fair.
Yeah, that's right.
And you said you didn't grow up in 4-H or FFA, but you've grown to love the fair.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a people person, and so relationships, I love relationships. And really, I love all the action. It's just jam-packed every day at the fair. But something that's kind of been a joy has been watching kids grow up over the last handful of years that I've been a part of it, and their moms and dads and grandparents and siblings and their friends that they only see at the fair, watching those relationships continue to grow. It's a blast. It's super fun to watch. It's fun to watch the kids get older. You start to recognize kids, even if you don't know them, as they've grown and continue to show and be a part of our fair.
Yeah, because that's a big part of doing some really cool events in our community. And once again, the Woodbury County Fair, there is something for every age.
There really is. I don't care if you're 2 years old or 90 years old, there's something for you at our Woodbury County Fair.
Fantastic. And Laura, you've been on the program several times before because you are our director of events and in charge of so many of the things that we do here in the community. And we're so grateful for that. But tell us, for the listening audience who may not know, a little bit about your background and how you, the things that you do and where you grew up.
So I grew up and graduated from Hinton. After that, I then went to Simpson College in Indianola, Iowa, and moved back to Sioux City and worked with Big Brothers Big Sisters for a year. And now I've been at the Chamber almost 5 years now as the director of events. So, you know, key leadership welcome dinner to our Chamber Golf Tournament, to our annual dinner coming up in September, our Small Business Expo in November, to ribbon cuttings and groundbreakings and Rush Hour Connects and our new Siouxland Series luncheon, you name it. We have a lot of events that I'm in charge of here.
Yes, and obviously it's August 1st, and next month is one of our biggest events among all of those, but the annual dinner is coming up. So you do have your hands full.
Yes, absolutely, and super excited because something new this year, a little shameless plug, but Frank Caliendo is coming to headline our annual dinner in September. So looking forward to that.
Absolutely. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM, and we're talking about we're talking with two members of the Woodbury County Fair Board. We're talking with Laura Hartman and Ben Howard. And Laura, did you grow up in 4-H, FFA? How did you get involved in the Woodbury County Fair?
I did not. I grew up going to the fair, mostly for the grandstand events, though. And being the director of events, I oversee all the green coats, all the chamber ambassadors. So gotten to know Ben over the years, and he took on the responsibility of this concert and came to me and was like, I need your help. So he pulled me in, and now I've been on the board. This is my third year, and I love events, obviously, planning them for the Siouxland Chamber, and the concert really did spark my interest because it's a different kind of event that I don't get to do at the Chamber, and I don't know. It's the best. It's a lot of work. We put in a lot of hours, but it truly pays off to see, you know, last year it was close to 2,000 people at the concert, and to see all of our hard work finally come together, it was just super fun. So,
and speaking of that, once again, you're volunteering your time.
Yeah.
You're volunteering. So on top of a busy schedule, you're volunteering your time to help out with the Woodbury County Fair. And how important are volunteers to making the Woodbury County Fair happen?
Very important. We have a big board, I think 20 to 30 members potentially. And, you know, so many, you know, people are out there now getting ready and have been for months, whether it's the flowers and just getting their grounds ready. So when you show up later this week on the fairgrounds, it looks beautiful and everything's coming together. And, you know, people are running equipment for months prior getting ready. And that's not something Ben and I are know how to do. We know how to, you know, organize and plan a concert. And that's kind of what we're good at. But you need everyone for all of it to come together. So,
and here's a great opportunity to ask the folks that are listening. If you're looking for a way to get involved, you know, you've got to have people who mow the grounds. You've got to have flowers. You have to have all the, there is a way for everybody to get involved, and you still need volunteers for this week.
Yes, absolutely. We're always looking for people to help take tickets at the gate or even shuttle people around in the golf carts, different things on the fairground. So if you're interested, give the office a call. Our office manager, Brittany, will find you a spot.
And we should mention that the fairgrounds, we haven't done that yet, that it's in Mobile, Iowa.
Yes.
In the great community of Mobile, Iowa. They're on the eastern side of the community, and they're beautiful fairgrounds for those of us who have been to a lot of fairs in our lifetimes.
Yes.
It's beautiful. They've done a great job with
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the events that are taking place at this year's Woodbury County Fair, running August 5th through the 9th. So stay tuned.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? Call NAI United, the leading commercial real estate firm in Siouxland, serving our community for over 20 years. Connect with their experts, Bo Bronker, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, Madison Craighead, Aiden Vanderloo, and Chris Bogenreef. NAI United agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, which means they can assist you regardless of your location. NAI United has commercial real estate solutions for you. Visit NAIUnited.com to learn more. For all your commercial real estate needs, call NAI United.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. I'm Christy McManamy with the Siouxland Chamber, and we are visiting today with two Woodbury County Fair Board members. We have Ben Howard and Laura Hartman joining us because it is Fair Week, and we get excited about the Woodbury County Fair because not only great opportunities for the youth to do different things, but there's great entertainment. So Ben, let's start with talking about some of the grandstand entertainment taking place this week.
Yeah, Woodbury County Fair, we are fortunate to have every night is full of large, fantastic entertainment in our grandstands. And so Wednesday and Thursday, August 5th and August 6th, is PRCA Rodeo. Barnes Rodeo is who puts that on for us. And so that's professionals. It's all men and women that are competing to get to Vegas, to the national finals. And so each night is different. Contestants, they're not allowed to compete both nights in a row. So we'll get... I couldn't tell you the exact number, but there was over a couple hundred contestants between Wednesday and Thursday night. They come in, they do their events, and they're gone, and they're on to the next rodeo Wednesday night. And then for Thursday, those contestants will start rolling in late Wednesday night, stay overnight, and then they're competing Thursday night, and then they're gone to the next rodeo. So that's Wednesday, Thursday. Side note of Wednesday, Thursday, also there's mutton busting for kids.
Which is one of my favorites.
Which is an absolute blast, and it's truly probably one of my favorite things about that happened at the fair. I love watching the kids get on the sheep and try to go ride around the arena. I think it's absolute pure comedy, and I don't know if the kids enjoy it as much as the adults do, but it's awesome.
I think they do. Like maybe the first time they ever do it, but then the second time they're like, I'm all over this. So folks, you know, like I said, if you've never been to a rodeo before, these are the professionals, right? These are the folks who are out there the best of their craft. So you're looking at barrels, you're looking at roping, you're looking at, I mean, there are some great professional rodeo talent that comes here and competes, as you said, trying to get their spot in Vegas.
Yeah, that's correct. It's a top tier rodeo. I mean, you're not going to find better.
Okay, so that's on Wednesday and Thursday, two nights of that. Okay,
correct.
Now, Dylan Scott is taking the stage on Friday night. So tell us a little bit more about that concert.
Yeah, so Friday, August 7th is Dylan Scott presented by Baumgars. And a plug for Baumgars, their generosity in our community is top tier. The Baumgars family and their leadership continuously give back and help sponsor events. And quite frankly, without Baumgars, this is not possible, this concert at all. And so thank you to Baumgars family and their leadership there. But yeah, so Dylan Scott presented by Baumgars is Friday, August 7th. And then another cool thing about the concert this year is the gal that is opening for Dylan Scott is an Iowa native. She's over from a farm town over by Cedar Rapids. She's down in Nashville now. Casey Bruner is gonna open for Dylan this year.
Okay, and so what time? What time do we need to be there for that concert, and can we still get tickets?
Absolutely, you can get tickets. So concert starts at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. There is two ticket types. There's Gold Circle tickets, which are just on the verge of being sold out. And that's kind of like a pit area. So if you have a Gold Circle ticket, you get early access so you can get in at 6 p.m. There's first to merch. There's your own bar in the Gold Circle in the pit area. And those tickets are $78.50. That includes all your fees. And then the other tickets are $48.50 up until, I believe it's maybe Sunday or Monday. So maybe tomorrow. And then they go up to $53.50 for that week of. And so that also includes your fees, but then that's all general admission as well. But yeah, get in at 6:30. Concert starts at 7:30 with Casey Bruner and then Dylan Scott. And then following Dylan Scott is Dane Lewis and his band will perform to close the night out on a side stage again.
Awesome. Oh, that's what a great night of entertainment. Once again, coming up this Friday at the Woodbury County Fair. And then we also, so we've got two nights of PRCA rodeo. We've got Dylan Scott and then Outluck Truck and Pat Tractor Pull and a demo derby. So you've kind of got the full thing going on.
Yeah, so Saturday is the Outlaw Truck and Tractor Pull. Just like the professionals in the PRCA Rodeo, these are professional truck and tractor pullers. So some of these guys and gals, they go pull 3 and 4 nights a week to continue to compete to get up in their rankings. And so that's fantastic entertainment. It's loud. A lot of young kids love it just for the loud and all the smoke that goes up in the air and all that kind of stuff. And so that is an absolute blast at PAXR Grandstand, so we're excited to have that. And then Sunday is another hit. It's the Demolition Derby, and who doesn't love watching people just run cars into each other? Christy, are you going to put a car in?
No, my cousins have done that for years. We, as a family, have donated cars to the Demo Derby, but yeah, I'm not going to be in the ring. I enjoy watching a good little crazy eight race, but, you know, nope, not, I'm right. Not ever going to be in that ring. So, but to that point, if this is, you know, we talk about something for every age, this is a great opportunity to come out and bring, you know, if you have kids that love big tractors and trucks, they are going to be just in awe at some of the stuff. I'm, you know, if you've never been to those things, this is a great time to bring the whole family out. So Laura, once again, you're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. Our guests today are Ben Howard and Laura Hartman with the Woodbury County Fair. Laura, we've talked about the grandstand entertainment. Tell us about some of the other things going on because there are special days for kids and seniors and veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. So Kids Day, children 11 and under are admitted free all day. So that's Thursday, August 6th. And then on Friday, August 7th is Senior Citizens Day, as well as Military Appreciation Day. So both are admitted free on Friday, August 7th. So come out and join us on both of those days. A couple other highlights. We have the carnival that is there all week. And we also have Old Town, which is a nice little area for kids. A ton of free activities all week for kids to do. And then we have the free stage. So different live entertainment. We have a hypnotist, different things. You can sit there throughout the day, get some food, get something to drink, sit in the shade, and check out that entertainment as well.
So once again, we want to remind folks, too, that there are, you know, there's lots of great events. We've got 4-H kids and FFA kids who have worked on their projects. Those are all on display. You can come check those out as well.
Absolutely.
And but there's other things to do besides just check out the projects.
Yes, absolutely. And things to do on the fairgrounds that are not an additional cost either, right?
So is there an overall cost to get in for the general public if you're not just kids or veterans or seniors on those days?
There is. So there's a general fee at the gate. It's $7 a day for adults or children ages 5 to 11 is $2. Or you can buy a season pass for $20, and that gets you in and out of the fair gates every day, kind of however you want. Something again this year that we started last year at the fair is if you have a grandstand ticket to whichever night, that grandstand ticket is also your general fair entry for that day. So if you have a concert ticket for Friday, August 7th, that also gets you into the fairgrounds for the day of Friday as well, and then so forth for the other days.
Fantastic. You've made it, it's affordable.
It
affordable for folks.
It really is. It really is.
And there's food, all these different things that are taking place. What else do people need to know about if they've never been to the Woodbury County Fair before?
Something else that we are fortunate in, there's getting less and less of them at county fairs, is we still have a carnival, and we're very fortunate, and it's the McDermott Family Shows. The McDermotts are a Woodbury County family. They're from Anthony area. And again, a little plug for them. Their generosity back to our county fair, being locals, is really next to none. They continuously give back. They do bike giveaways and free ticket rides and one less ticket to ride. And so thank you to the McDermott Family Shows and all they do back for our local Woodbury County Fair.
Yeah. And so once again, you could take the family for the whole day.
Absolutely.
Because there's something to see. There's entertainment all the time. Some different little shows that are going on. And once again, can I do a shout out to the 4-H and the FFA kids, because they work on these projects trying to get to the Iowa State Fair. And this is their first step into that of like getting judged on all of these different things. So kudos to the kids that work year round to get ready for the fair time, because it's a whole family thing. You know, often they're staying there in the camper. It's the whole thing.
It absolutely is. And those kids, and not alone with the kids, but also thanks to the moms and dads and grandparents, because they lead and continue to teach and invest in their children. And it's really incredible to watch.
Absolutely. Okay. So Laura, I didn't ask you this. So Ben, we know one of his favorites is the mutton busting. What are your favorite things about the fair?
Well, I might be biased, but I think the concert day is probably my favorite event day in my world. Is watching everything all come together is my favorite. So,
oh, fantastic. And so just a reminder that the Woodbury County Fair is coming up August 5th through the 9th. So it's fair week.
Yes.
The kids are putting up their projects there on Mondays and on Tuesday, but it's really open to the public coming up here on Wednesday.
Correct. Yep. See you in Mobile.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Any last parting words, anything else that you didn't talk about? I know you said the Old Town was free. Or, you know, things to check out there. What do we need to check out there?
Yeah, all the activities within Old Town are free. So you still pay your general fair admission, but all the Old Town is free. So you can go to WoodburyCountyFair.com, get your concert tickets, stop in the fair office to get your tickets for everything else.
Awesome. All right, Ben and Laura, thank you so much for joining us. Once again, check out the Grandstand Entertainment. You got PRCA Rodeo, Dylan Scott, the Outlaw Truck and Tractor Pull, and the Demo Derby. So much to take in at the Woodbury County Fair coming up this week. Big events Wednesday through Sunday at the Woodbury County Fair. And check out their website, woodburycountyfair.com. And that's it for the program, Grow Siouxland Today. We hope you have a fantastic week, and check out the fair.